I love it when somebody justifies a moral or political position with a time-tested phrase, because it's in the Bible. I find it intriguing when someone living in the 21st century sees the Bible as their ultimate authority for understanding moral and ethical issues. Remember, the Bible is a collection of stories in which the laws of nature can be contravened and where animals talk. Not as much as they do in Aesop's fables, but they talk nonetheless. Don't get me wrong. I see value in the Bible. I find the stories of the ancients intriguing and even insightful, just like I find some of the tales of Aesop of value. But I recognize the Bible as a collection of stories created by people who lived in a particular time, who faced specific issues, and whose tales were created within that context. I also recognize that the people who wrote those stories had limited knowledge about the world in which they live. They didn't have the scientific, historic, geographic, astronomic, or psychological understandings that we have today. This doesn't mean that they were any less smart, simply less informed, for knowledge grows with time. We build upon the insights and discoveries of previous generations with the hope that our contributions continue humanity's journey so that future generations will build upon what we gave them. It's accepting that the ancients wrote not history, nor science, nor morality for the ages, that I can read their stories and see them in the context in which they were written. I don't have to agree with them. I don't even have to like them. I can even find some of what they said offensive, and I don't need to apologize when I say so. I can even say some of their values were wrong. Knowing that these were just human stories created by fallible people, I can gain from them insights while rejecting their prejudices and misconceptions. Thus, I find it troubling when people base their current moral or political position by claiming that their position is in the Bible and claiming that the Bible is the authoritative source of all things moral and ethical. I find it particularly problematic because many who reject a woman's right to choose, to have control over her own body, to have an abortion if she chooses to do so, claim that their position is grounded in the biblical text. Yet no biblical text speaks about abortion, and so one must pull from the Bible a moral position. The problem for me is that the one section of the Bible that gives the clearest insight into the ancients' position about a fetus doesn't seem to jive with those who claim that abortion is wrong from the moment of conception. It states in the book of Exodus, chapter 21, that if two men are fighting near a pregnant woman and push her, resulting in a miscarriage, the one responsible simply must pay a fine. But if the woman were to die, then it would be a life for a life. What is easily drawn from this tale is that the ancients didn't see the fetus as having the same status as a human. For if the ancients had, the punishment for causing a miscarriage, and thus the death of the fetus, would have been the same as having caused the death of the human. Strange, isn't it? That the Bible, so often cited as a source of morality and ethic, so often held up as opposed to abortion, doesn't seem to hold that position at all. That tale provides us with the knowledge that even the ancients recognized there is a difference in status between a fetus and a living human being. While there are many who will argue with this, who would like to see it otherwise, who would like to claim that the status of a fetus should be the same as a living human being, this is not the biblical position. And if they do choose to use the Bible as their authoritative source, I would have to say the Bible does allow for choice. But I must say, at the end of the day, I don't think it is healthy or productive for a 21st century society to be arguing biblical verses as our source of morality. I'm Robert Barr, Rabbi of Congregation Beth Adam. Thanks for listening.